98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
Your presentation is fantastic. You're so infectious. I can see what you're like with your players now. It's the first time I've seen you in action, walking around, very animated, very enthusiastic, and you can really see with your young players that they're really kind of taking after you, I suppose, in terms of that enthusiasm and just really good.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's just great to have enthusiastic coaches, 200 coaches here in Carlow, you know, doing, you know, wanting to pursue their own careers, whatever level they're at. They deserve huge credit, give up a lot of time, expense, and to come and do the coaching badges at all levels. And it's great to be here.
And you've just given your presentation of the campaign so far with the 21s, the most recent game, a fantastic 4-1 win against Sweden in Tala. How different has it been for you as the manager managing an international team in kind of two game blocks or one game blocks in comparison to being Dundalk manager for the previous 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, it is different, but I am very lucky that we have had 12 games this year, 12 competitive games, because we've also had two games for a home base squad, one for a home base squad against the junior international team, and then one against the senior international team in preparation for Toulon friendlies. So we've had 12 competitive games, 7 qualifiers, 5 in Toulon, 5 games in semi-finals of the Toulon competition, of course. So brilliant, brilliant year really for the young players, and we've seen Troy Parrott, Leo Connor and Aaron Connolly all progress to the senior international team. It's great progress, and we're sitting top of the group with the matches to come in March against Luxembourg and Iceland. So two important games for us, and so we can prepare for them now.
And at the very start, you gave a great insight, Stephen, into what you called the hunt for fixtures when the draw comes out for the Euro qualifiers and you're trying to select kind of who you want to play and when that is. You might just explain to people watching and listening about that, because I found that very interesting and entertaining that you just made demands to your team exec. I want to play Luxembourg at home first. I want this game to be in March, and they made it happen for you.
No, well, it's a team effort. You know, we've great team executives, you know, and it was Barry Gleason and Sean McDonald in that period that were in Neon for the draw. But it is an unusual situation where 20 people arrive into a room, the 6 coaches plus the various team execs, and negotiate for fixtures when and where they are. So it was a learning process for me, and quite unusual, and it was just important that we had a strategy to play 7 games in the calendar year, which as opposed to 5, which has given us a momentum, which is what we hoped.
And you also spoke about that you want your teams to make sure they dominate possession no matter who they're playing against. And again, we've seen that in the games against your Swedes and your Italys where your team has tried to play and get on the ball, same with Dundalk in Europe. That's something that you say, but your team does. Is that easy for your players to do that, to even have the confidence against the better teams? The old, you know, stereotype of Irish teams, oh, we're great and we defend great and we try hard, but we're not good with the ball. But your team has seemed to prove that wrong recently.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, most teams are comfortable playing from the back, except when there's a high press. And when teams press at a real high intensity, then players tend to kick it long, give it away. So to have the confidence to do that against a high press and a press of intensity against good players. So that's where your touch has to be even better. You have to pass in front of defenders. The left centre back has to pass in front of the right centre back, who has to pass in front of the right back. Central midfield players have to show at angles all the time. They must pass in front of centre back so they can step in. And all the time, the accuracy of your, and weight of your passing is paramount and helps your first touch. And I think, crisp passing. And I think that gives you a chance.
So, Stephen, the goals in the second half against Sweden and the excitement of it and your own excitement on the sideline and the staff and everybody, a real, you know, collective celebration of brilliant football in that second half. That must have been, you know, you must have been so proud watching your young players do that.
Yes, because it wasn't evident watching the first half that was going to happen. I think Sweden looked physically stronger, more athletic team than us in the first half, and created more chances on us, and we were deservedly 1-0 down, I feel. And so the second half obviously was a great contrast, and the players certainly played to a much better level and dominated the second half, scored 4 and could have scored a lot more, and I finished games very strongly, which is very important mentally. They showed the right mentality. 3 late goals in Sweden, 4 second half goals against Sweden here, second half goal in Armenia, and shown that they have the mentality to keep going and score goals.
Last two, your knowledge of opposition players since I've known you and been interviewing you is like so good. And even in there, all the teams you play with, the 21s, the teams in Toulon, you know the players, first name, second name, who they play for, how much they were sold for, what they do. How easy or hard is that for you to have that knowledge and just be able to like read it off for us, but more importantly, be able to give your players proper info on the opposition? Because we spoke to Jared Dunn and it's his job to be an analyst, but you as the manager seem to know as much as anybody else about literally every player you're going to play against.
Yeah, we've a great technical team, great staff, Keith Andrews, Jim Crawford, brilliant coaches, Gary Searle, the analyst, you know, Rene Gilmartin, our goalkeeping coach. They all do a lot of work preparing on the opposition, and it'd be unfair to say it was just me. I think everyone plays an equal part in that, and all of the coaches are familiar with all of the players, and try and they work individually with the iPads, with the players on the individual players they're facing. They work overall with the team in the team meetings in relation to the tactical plans of the opposition and the way they're set up. And I think you know, how we can, what their strengths, what their weaknesses are, how can we counteract it. These are all things that we discuss, and but it's a collective effort there. All of the coaches play an important role in that.
And lastly, and this sounds like a strange question, when you take the senior job, will you be sad to be leaving the 21s, given there's a game left against Italy and possibly the Euros, and given how well it's gone? You'll have a bigger job, but I'm sure you'll miss your young boys in green.
Well, you know, we've got to play Iceland and Luxembourg. We've got to finish strong in March. And then, you know, I think it's not about any individuals. It's about all of these young players coming through and you know, playing for the country and how proud they are, and watching them develop and watching them grow and watching them do well with the under-21s. Some of them will find that their level and will mature later. Some of the players have already progressed to the senior international team. That's a big progress and we're delighted for them.
And we see Michael O'Neill doing Stoke and Northern Ireland at the moment. Is there any scenario you can see that you could finish the 21s campaign and be the senior manager?
I think that's quite unlikely. You know, I do think that's quite unlikely.
Well, Stephen, thanks for your time. Well done so far. Fantastic presentation. Enjoyed a few months of not managing, but getting ready for these games, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.